Blog Talk Radio. Cheese family. There I go. Okay. Let me turn it down. Love and light, peace and joy, all the wonderful things life has to offer. Welcome, 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 everyone, to episode 113 of the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. I am your host, Queen Amina. It is my honor and pleasure to be here with you this Monday evening. I hope everyone within the sound of my voice is doing well. If you are ailing, I wish you healing and health. If you are sad, I wish you happiness. If you're broke, I wish you wealth. I wish you all the things that you desire, family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to let some of y'all continue to come up in here. I see I already have some of y'all in here. Hey, peace, peace, peace. All right. So I'm very excited because it is what? Springtime. It's springtime. Happy springtime to everyone. And I am a spring baby. I'm also very excited because daylight savings is in full effect. So let there be light. It's so nice that it is now 7 o'clock, but it's light outside. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can't stand when it gets dark like that. Oh, it's a bummer. And even though I think I've finally acclimated myself to the new time change, because that takes me about a week to try to get myself together. It's almost like jet lag. I know y'all know what I'm talking about if you travel. So I'm just grateful that I'm kind of coming out of it now. Because I was missing that hour, that's for sure. But I'm really happy that it's sunny and it's bright, later on in the day. I'm also really excited because my solar return, my born day, my birthday is this Wednesday, March 22nd. And I am very elated for yet another year around the sun. Time flies so fast. I think it gets faster the older that we get. Anyway, I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful. I'm thankful. You know, I've got some things that I'm working on, and I've got plans, and Hubby Lish and I have awesome plans for the summer. I'm just really looking forward to this next year. I'm looking forward to many, many, many more years to come, of course. And I feel gifted, and I feel anointed. I feel uplifted. I'm very excited. It's also sweet that the first day of Ramadan is also on Wednesday the 22nd. So I want to say Assalamu Alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak to all of the faithful followers, and may you have a beautiful Ramadan season. I also have to say happy, happy birthday to all the Aries in the house. Aries! Okay, the first day of Aries, I believe, is tomorrow. But happy birthday to all the Pisces. I know Pisces just ended, so happy birthday to everybody who's a Pisces. Happy birthday to my sister, Barbara Tucker. Happy birthday to my girl, Amel LaRue. Happy birthday to my sis, Tracy Harvey. Happy birthday to all the wonderful Pisces out there. Y'all are some beautiful fish people, okay? But one love to all the Pisces, and now we are getting ready to go into Aries season. So all my Aries, stand up, okay? Ram's horns, salute. All right, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Aries represents the head. Pisces actually represents the feet. So we are getting ready to go into a whole new astrological year with the beginning of Aries. You know, we're some special people. our totem, of course, is the ram or the lamb, depending on who you're following. It is also, we're fire people. You know, we can get fiery. We have a propensity to be hot, even just in temperature, my husband will tell you. Sometimes I feel like a nice glowing orb of heat, but it's real, you know, and I embrace who I am. I love who I am, and I'm grateful for the fact that I have been able to work through a lot of the lessons that Aries has to learn. You know, don't forget, family, you know, we all have a zodiac sign. Whether you pay attention to it or not, it is alive and well, and much of your vibration and what you do, how you think, how you move, is predicated on your zodiac. It's really predicated on your entire chart, really, because I'm not even the typical Aries. I have every zodiac sign in my chart equilaterally. So I have every single sign in my chart, and I cover all the bases between air, fire, water, earth, everything is in me. So I'm grateful for that too. Also being born on the 22nd, on the year that I was born, it makes me a triple master. I have three 11s in my birth chart. And so I think that's another reason why I do this show and I feel charged to bring you the level of information that I bring you without fear or trepidation. I always say that this show is not for the faint of heart. It is for real people who want real information. It is for individuals who wish to live freely and be happy, although chaos may be going on around them, but you find your place and your space in love, and you find your seat in knowledge of self, and you are able to combat the craziness that goes on in the world around you. So I am very appreciative to all of my listeners. I love and respect each and every one of you for taking the time out, even though it's only 2 hours, one day a week, but still. I really appreciate you being with me on Monday nights from 7 to 9. The past 2 weeks, Mother didn't feel too well last week. Week before, I was exhausted. We had a lot going on. But I'm back, and I'm very, very happy to be here with you tonight. Again, I'm also probably going to sound a bit excited because it's my birthday. You know, I don't really celebrate other holidays. I don't celebrate Christmas. I do celebrate Kwanzaa, but I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Easter. I don't celebrate Roman Catholic holidays. I just don't. So the one day that is a holiday to me that's a great day is my birthday. Anyone's birthday, I think, is the greatest day of the year, honestly speaking. And so that's why birthdays mean so much to me. I stopped celebrating Roman Catholic holidays, oh, Lord, probably over 20-something years ago at this point. More than that, actually, if you think about it, because this is 2023. And I began to abandon ship in the 80s. Yeah, okay. 80s into early 90s. I was Muslim for 9 years. And within that time frame, I always let people know it was like being in boot camp. I put myself in the boot camp, but I felt like it was necessary because I didn't like a lot of the things that were happening around me. I didn't like what was happening to me. I didn't like the vibration that I had at the time. And so I felt as if I had to go underground, so to speak, find myself, to hone my skills, to truly seek knowledge of self. Although I was raised in a very melanin dominant, quote-unquote, Afrocentric household, that helped me. But, you know, when you become a teenager and you go off into the world and you go to college and you partying and having all this fun and stuff, you can definitely alter your vibration, okay? So by the time I graduated from college, came home, was independent, began my career, had my own apartment, my car, I'm balling, I'm doing it. But I was not happy. I was not happy. And I also did not like what was happening in certain relationships that I was having. So I decided I needed to take control of my life and to make a serious 180, turn the car around. And I delved into Islam. And it was a wonderful thing for me. I learned a lot of discipline. I learned a lot of, let me see. Yes, spirituality. I've always been a very spiritual person anyway. But I always say, and, you know, you may or may not agree with me, I feel as if an alien were to come to Earth and they didn't know what to do, they could become a Muslim because in Islam, Islam tells you how to do everything. Everything? Everything. How to eat, how to pray, how to bathe, everything. And so if you are just not aware of what to do, Islam will teach you what to do. It definitely will do that. Now, as I went on and I furthered my studies and I began to get into Sufism and what have you, that was when I kind of learned some other stuff. And so whenever I learn other stuff, it changes my belief system. it advances it. You know, I know that within Islam, and I've had this argument with many people, but I know within Islam, the version of Islam that is practiced today is very masculine and has very little to do with the original principalities of it, which were, I hope I can remember this, Al-Manat, I think Alat and Allah. And Al-Manat and Alat were based on female energies. They represent the energies of the moon and the star Venus, which are both feminine. So, again, we have a faith that has been taken over by masculinity. You know, even in Christianity or the followers of Yeshua were not a patriarchal spirituality. It was not patriarchal. It was actually supposed to be matriarchal based upon Miriam and the union that Miriam and Yeshua had. There are stories that lend themselves to say that Mary and Jesus had a daughter, but Mary had to flee from persecution because when the Romans were going around trying to kill all the apostles, she had to flee for her life. So she fled with a daughter. And a lot of people don't really know that. People stop and people think that Yeshua, a.k.a. Jesus, was chaste and that he never had sexual relations. Wrong. He did. He had a wife. Her name was Mary. And, you know, we know the rest of the story. In any event, seeking knowledge of self should be your number one priority. It is more than wealth. It is more than things. It is more than having fake relationships and what have you. When you have knowledge of self, then those other things can come. Meaning when you have knowledge of self and you know who you are and you're moving in the world in a righteous way, you will be with wealth. You will be bestowed with positive and loving relationships because now you know who you are. So once you know, you kind of can't go back. And that's why when you see people who have embedded themselves in knowledge of self and then they come out of that and they go back into wicked ways, it does not work out for them at all because you cannot play with knowledge. This is why in ancient Kemet, first of all, you had to be initiated to come in to the universities. You couldn't just pop up and say, oh, I'm going to school here. No, you could not because they knew that knowledge could be used as a weapon, which we can see clearly in our present day activities. But in any event, it's very deep because they took knowledge so seriously. And individuals, once you were initiated, you had to study for 8 to 10 years. Like you were there for a while. It wasn't just 4 years. It wasn't just 2 years. You literally uprooted your life to gain wisdom and knowledge. And if you succeeded in your courses, then you would advance to higher levels. Eventually, you could put yourself in a place where you were a divine being because you now held and honed knowledge of self. So, again, I always reiterate that on this show because I know a lot of us are, what's the word I want to say? We've been led astray, and we really don't understand, or overstand the importance of knowledge. Knowledge is everything. That's why we say knowledge reigns supreme. Because if you're dumber than a bag of rocks, it's not going to be cute for you. Life will just bash you about, you know what I mean? Swat you around like a cat with a mouse if you don't know who you are. So I always stress this because I'm seeing too many of us not just lose our way, but become demons, if you want to know. You know, I'm seeing stuff. I'm like, ooh, what is this here? And a lot of it is more and more blatant, more and more in your face. And some of us still don't get the hint. You know, wickedness is never your friend. Evil is not your friend. Let that marinate for a minute. Because some of y'all think that if you rob, lie, steal, cheat, you know, that you'll advance yourself. And it doesn't mean that you can't get money or you can't get things by being that way. But, again, I say, that's not what it's all about. Because if it was that fly, you would be able to take all your stuff with you when you die. And you know what? You can't. So how important can it be? How important can money and things be if you cannot take any of it? You can't even take your own ass with you when you die. So how important is it? All these people going out here with this cosmetic surgery, all these people with all these sex changes and all of this stuff, just completely rearranging the divine order of things. The universal creator's creator made us specifically the way we are in order for us to navigate through our experience so that we will seek knowledge of self, so that we will become a higher spiritual entity. It has nothing to do with money and gold toilets. Nothing. And I'm not saying you can't have stuff. That's not what I'm saying. But if your primary directive is to just get stuff and make money by any means necessary, and you're not righteous, you're not honest, you're not benevolent, you're going to have a hard way to go in your future of futures. We are reincarnated entities. We are. Do not let anyone tell you, oh, you only live once. Okay, yeah, you only live once in this body, but your soul is eternal. Eternity is a long time. So we come here so that we can experience and grow. We come here to evolve and to become better entities, not to become wealthy, not to become an entertainer that's super, super famous and everybody knows your name. And that's not why we come into flesh. And maybe I'm like, this all just came to me just now because this is not in my notes for tonight's show, but apparently Spirit wants me to tell you this. You know, and it is all right to have nice things. It's all nice to have a wonderful home, even a mansion. It's nice to have cars. It's nice to have physical. It is. It's a wonderful thing. But just make sure along your way you remain righteous. You remain a benevolent entity, not malevolent. That you do not seek harm on other individuals, that you don't seek to cheat people out of things, or that you're a liar or a con artist, that you do not use your flesh in ways to make money that are beneath you. There is a scorecard being kept on everything that we do and say and think and feel. There is a scorecard. You don't have it. I don't have it. It exists in another realm. But please believe me when I tell you that there is a scorecard and they're taking notes about what you're doing, how you're feeling, how you're moving, and all of those things. You cannot get over. And so maybe this is lending, this conversation is lending itself to what I'm seeing these days. I just got a video report from my beautiful sister Barbara. Love you, sis. Love you and your husband Chris. They have a wonderful jewelry company called Anubis Jewelry. Oh my goodness, they're phenomenal. Okay, if you ever get up to the Pocono Bazaar in East Stroudsburg, please check them out. They're amazing, and I believe they're also on Etsy. But I'm saying this to say, you know, Barbara and Chris are both very, very conscious individuals, and so she sends me information, and a lot of times that info winds up in my show, because the most recent one that I received, I think, is called jugging, which is like, you know, people who will go jogging and they wind up getting mugged. You know, we have a lot of crime going on in Philadelphia and New York and other major cities, but for whatever reason, the income gap that exists is widening nationwide. And so people are becoming more and more desperate. Same because we haven't even gotten to the big crash yet. We haven't even gotten to what some people call the coming zombie apocalypse. We haven't even gotten to that yet, and people are wilding out, mugging people, stealing, all kind of stuff. Now listen carefully. The creator's creator cannot ever find favor in you if you are wicked and evil. It will not. It will not find favor in you. It will always love you. It will support you. But it will not find favor in you. That's a big thing. Okay? Favor. I don't necessarily like to use the word blessings too much. I do use it sometimes when I'm talking to people because I can't find another word. Or if I say gifted, they don't understand what I'm saying. But I don't really care for that word too much because when you break it down, it means be less. And I'm not trying to be less. Think about that for a second. Like, I always talk about how crazy the English language is. It is such a bastardized language, and it's a dead language. It's a language of death. So I try to be careful when I'm using certain words because I know that the vibration isn't as high as the word may say it is. You understand what I'm trying to say? Nonetheless, this jugging thing is off the chain. And a lot of it is being done by our youth. And so, of course, you know who I'm looking at, right? Because, yes, I'm looking at the youth, but I'm looking at, okay, well, who had these babies? Who is raising these babies? What are these babies eating? Okay? What is going on? Honestly speaking, what is going on? Our children are running amok. They are detached. They almost have no spirit and no soul. They have no remorse. But, of course, when their little ass winds up in jail, they're crying like little beehotches. And, oh, my God, like, yeah, no, don't cry now. So we've got to get a hold of them, y'all. You know, try to make alliances with the children in your neighborhood. If you don't work in the school system or in a child care setting or a youth center or an environment that is, you know, has lots of children in it, at least you can try to make alliances with the children in your neighborhood, walking down the block. Like, how you doing? You all right today? My name is so-and-so. I just want to make sure you're okay. All right, we're a village here. I want to make sure you're all right. Please don't get into trouble today, okay? Speak to them. Don't just act like they don't exist because that's how they wind up wilding out. I used to specifically tell my junior high school students, I am doing my best to prepare you for the world so that you do not wind up mugging me in 20 years. Real talk. I let them know I loved them. I let them know that jail and prison was no place for them and that they did not come into flesh to be wicked and to do bad things and to get into trouble. That is not why they came into flesh. Pulling your coat a little bit because we all come in contact with children everywhere. You could be in the supermarket. You could be at the mall, church. Wherever you are, there's usually going to be some children. So, I mean, aside from if you're working in a corporate, you know, office or whatever, and there are no children there. But once you hit that sidewalk, you're going to see some children. Smile at them. Give them love. Give them light. Give them hope. Give them strength. Let them know you really care. Children who know that they're really loved and cared for usually do not commit crimes, not egregious crimes, not beating a homeless man to death or attacking a woman or, you know, ganging up on somebody and just pummeling people. No, 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 no. Children who are growing up with love and who know people care about them and people are watching out for them and they want the best for them, they're going to try to follow suit. They're going to try to be good. They're going to try to study and do what they need to do so they can advance themselves. Most of the criminals that I used to counsel talk about how they felt like nobody gave a damn about them. They felt like nobody cared if they lived or died. We got a lot of that going on right now in Rikers Island, in Bedford Correctional Facility, in all these other correctional facilities. This is what it is. people get led astray, and people also lose hope. When you lose hope, you become what? Desperate. So we've got to try to get in the way of that. We've got to try to make sure we're funneling them and getting them on the right track to success and love and happiness and longevity of a good life. We owe it to them. All right, enough of that speech. That was just a moment. Spirit was like going real quick, so I did. I always follow spirit. I also want to plug the Millionaire Call with Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the Reverend Dr. Ron Robinson of the Black Business Millionaires Club on the Neo Nation Network this Friday, March 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. They will be celebrating our ancestors and the spirit of Black Wall Street. So please call in. You can call into 347-857-1311. It will definitely be an amazing show. They always have a great show. They are on every Friday night from 7 to 9. Also, if you are in the Newark, New Jersey area on April 4th, there will be a March for Justice, Equality, and Peace at 4:30 p.m. from the Martin Luther King statue at 495 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Newark, New Jersey. This is the anniversary of Dr. King's assassination. This event is being sponsored by the People's Organization for Progress, and their phone number is 973-801-0001. Again, it's 973-801-0001. That's the People's Organization for Progress with Brother Larry Ham. They do a lot of really great work in trying to enlighten and awaken the people as to the struggles that we are going through even today in 2023 as wonderful, beautiful, melanated people of color. So if you're in the area, check that out and show your support and show your love. Now, last Friday, we celebrated St. Patrick's Day. Well, not we, because I was not a part of the we. They celebrated St. Patrick's. Now, it's very interesting. A lot of people do not understand the history behind St. Patrick's Day. The last couple of episodes of the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show, I was covering the origins of the Black Britons, okay, the Black inhabitants, people, hello, Black people, who inhabited all of the British Isles before the invasion of white people around 440 AD. Prior to that time, all of those islands, Ireland, England, we would say like Great Britain, not Great Britain, but the whole thing is called Great Britain, but Ireland, Scotland, Wales, okay, and Britain, all were inhabited by Black people for thousands of years. When white people invaded the British Isles, they killed and they also made people run for their lives. They made people leave. A lot of people left and went to the mainland of Europe and so forth. But St. Patrick's Day is actually the celebration of what they call the cleansing of the serpent people from Ireland. Now, I need you to understand, whatever you got to do. There was never a serpent problem or a problem with snakes in Ireland. This always gets mixed up. It's not about snakes. The serpent people represent the ancient African Twa people, Black people. They were small. They were kind of, you know, they were diminutive in stature. Maybe the tallest one might have been 4 feet, but they were small people. And they were the last of the quote-unquote serpentine people. When I say serpentine people, I'm not talking about snaky people. I'm talking about, this deals with the Khebrel Nagast, the divine serpent people, serpentine wisdom, if you will, the serpentine fire, which Earth, Wind, and Fire wrote a song about. It has nothing to do with negativity or snakes. It has to do with wisdom and being highly intellectual and very, very spiritual. Some of the Twa people even had the ability to make themselves disappear. Yes, I said it. So this is where you get the myth of the leprechaun. And, you know, the leprechaun who was small and would run around and be a little trickster, and he could also appear and disappear. And what did he always have at that end of that rainbow? The quote-unquote pot of gold. Baby, ain't no gold in Ireland. So where does gold come from? Africa. So when you look at that Lucky Charms commercial, think about little black people. Think about the Twa people who were damn near extinguished by white people. And St. Patrick was given the task to do this cleansing. So when you celebrate St. Patrick's Day and you want to put the shamrocks and all that around you and what have you, and you want to make, corned beef and all that stuff, understand you are celebrating the massacre and genocide of African peoples in the British Isles, especially Ireland. Still had remnants of black Irish. Remember, I went over this before, but up until, I think, the early 1940s and 50s was the last exodus where they shipped black Irish people to the Caribbean islands, mainly the island of Montserrat. But the majority, the larger groups of African Twa people were extinguished. It was a genocide. The Halloween. Halloween also originates in Ireland and the British Isles. Why? Because when you talk about ghosts and goblins, aren't goblins little people? Aren't they usually brown? I'm just trying to say. So we have all this folklore surrounding the genocide. And so the people, the white people who then took over Ireland, became afraid. They became afraid of the fact that they were like, oh, my God, all of these people that we killed, they're going to haunt us. They might come back from the dead, or their spirits. This is where the origin of the jack-o'-lantern comes in, because the jack-o'-lantern is the carved-out pumpkin that looks scary that you leave by the front door to scare away spirits and what have you. So all this ties together. Most people don't make a connection between St. Patrick's Day and Halloween, but I just did. And it's very important for us to realize when we look at these quote-unquote celebrations and festivities that a lot of them are rooted in wickedness. St. Patrick's Day doesn't have a damn thing to do with Irish pride or corned beef and cabbage. It has nothing to do with that. And it has been amalgamated into that. It has become that. But that's not what it originated as. So next year when March 17th comes around and you want to dress up like a Lucky Charm, just realize exactly what you're doing. You're celebrating the genocide of the original African people who inhabited the British Isles, specifically Ireland, and they were called the Twa people. The British people later on mislabeled them as pygmies. Why? Because they were little, and they said that they reminded them of little pigs. Pygmy really means my pig. It doesn't mean little person. It means my little pig. Pygmies. They're the Twa people, T-W-A, Twa. They are amazing. They went all the way into Scandinavia. They are the original Norsemen. They are the basis for Scandinavian history and allegory. They used to shave their teeth, and they used to wear helmets with cow's horns, just like these white Vikings that you see in all these cartoons and what have you. But the original people are little tiny black people. again, knowledge reigns supreme. Got to get it. Moving forward. Today was an interesting day. I woke up to the news touting the story about how crazy behind Fecal Matter 45, Donald J. Trump, put out a tweet talking about he's going to be arrested tomorrow. Now, I found this to be highly interesting. Don't forget, I did study law when I was younger, and I have never, ever known of an individual to get a real heads up about when they're going to get arrested. Lord knows Roger Stone didn't get a heads up when he was arrested. They pulled him outside in his drawer. So I'm just trying to say, he's trying to act like he got some type of information. But that is yet to be seen. Now, I do concur. I wish he would get arrested. I wish he would get arrested and thrown under the jail. And I'm saying this because this is a very divisive individual. People are way too romanticized about this man. Talking about the most narcissistic person to come to light since, I can't remember. I'm trying to, like, I could probably go back if I took more time, but I only got 2 hours for the show. All I'm trying to say is this crazy, red-faced, yellow-haired, misogynistic, perverted, infidel cannot hold office. So if he does get arrested tomorrow, great. Keep him there. Treat him like you treated Amadou Diallo. Treat him like you treat other African-American inmates, many of whom are completely innocent. Treat him like that. Because we're talking about somebody who is divisive. He has set this nation on fire. On fire. I know we have other individuals who are aware of other things that are going on. Trust me. Y'all know. I covered the Hunter Biden story last year and the year before. I've covered this before. I'm not saying that Joseph Robinette Biden is some type of saint or that the Democratic Party is just overly fantastic. No, I am not. I truly do wish that someone could rise up with sanity and somebody who doesn't have a nasty relationship with humans, someone who is not a liar, who's not a cheat, who's not a thief, who's not a rapist, could actually come up and lead this country in a way that's righteous. That would be awesome. But 45 ain't the one. Care how much truth he tells. Because my husband and I were discussing it this morning. I'm like, you do realize that when you keep pointing your finger at everybody else, you got three fingers pointed back at yourself. When you're pointing, you have your other fingers are pointed back at you. So as much as this one here always wants to tell, you know, play run, tell that, and, you know, put everybody's business in the street, he is no saint. He glorifies Vladimir Putin. I believe he actually glorifies Vladimir Putin, not about being powerful, but because Putin has a lot of stuff over his head. Remember when he went to Russia and he tried to buy that hotel and apparently had a sexual tryst that also resulted in him receiving, quote unquote, golden showers? Y'all better know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to break that down. So that hangs over his head. So he crawls up Putin's behind because he does not want his own truth to come out. We're talking about an individual who paid hush money to a prostitute illegally, for which he thinks he's going to be arrested tomorrow for. But I'm just trying to say he did break the law. This fool was impeached twice. I don't care if he wasn't impeached in Senate. He was impeached twice by Congress. How is it that he is able to run for anything? So that does shine light on how jacked up our political system actually is. But I'm sorry. I will not continue to act like this man is not a horrible person and that he is not trying to rip the country apart just to sit back and rub his hands like Dick Dastardly and be like, like, that's what he lives to do. He already proved that he doesn't know how to be a president. He didn't even want to understand the briefings. He didn't want to understand anything. He can barely read. Hello? He doesn't read well. So he tweets now because he's back on Twitter, and he actually suggested that people go out and protest if his nasty ass is arrested. No, I'm going to do a dance of joy. How about that? Like, you've got to be out your mind. And the fact that he gets to continue to incite mayhem, this is terrible. And if any of these other people, I know we got some crackalicious crackers out there, but I'm like, if any of them want to go and protest because he was arrested, sit down and shut up. Or you can join the rest of your friends that are sitting in jail right now from the January 6th insurrection. This is America. This is not Russia. This is not China. Speaking of which, President Xi has taken a trip to hang out with his pal Putin on a friendship trip. You can imagine what the two of them may be talking about, discussing and or planning. This is not a good thing. We are talking about two huge countries, both of which are not allies of the United States, NATO, or any other group of individuals. We're talking about China and Russia sitting around having milk and cookies, having, you know, all kind of conversation about how they're going to take over the world. Is this a pinky in the brain type of visit? I would love to be a fly on the wall with a translator, of course. But I'm just saying, like, I want to know what they're talking about. Because this is not good. They're chilling together. They're just having a good old time. This is not a good thing. We're talking about the largest communist nations in the world. They're big individually. Together? Uh-oh. Okay, uh-oh. Together it's, oh, Lord. Together it's, let us pray. Together it's like, oh, God. Together? No. So I'm like, we got to definitely keep our finger on the pulse of that. I don't know how much intel they'd be able to get because we're talking about two very, very secretive governments. So I really don't know. But it does not smell or feel or taste good at all. This is something that I know we definitely have cause for concern about. Remember several weeks ago when I reported that we have Russian military ships. One is in the Atlantic Ocean. The other one is in the Pacific Ocean. If they get near the Gulf, it's not going to be attractive. Seriously. And the fact that we keep giving all this money and weaponry to Ukraine against Putin is not the best idea. Now, some of you may say, but we have to help them because da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At the same time, I'm going to go back. And if you're ever online and you're on Blog Talk Radio and you go to the Neo Nation Network, trust me, I have episodes for the past 4 to 5 years. But a couple of years ago, I discussed this. We will not bode well in World War III. We will not. I'm being honest and I'm being real. And you have to remember, America has not seen war since World War II. And we didn't see it here. We didn't catch it here. The closest World War II came to these shores was Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. Mainland America hasn't really seen war since the Civil War, and that was Americans fighting Americans. You feel me? Ain't nobody ready. Well, maybe you have a couple of people ready, because I swear to you, these double standards that are going on around this country are insane to me. You got a basketball player who was suspended 8 games. Can't remember the brother's name right now because I'm off the top of my head. But he was suspended 8 games from playing in the NBA for showing a gun on Instagram. But yet on Instagram, I'm seeing a million videos of little white girls shooting their little tails off. And there's nothing's wrong with that. Yeah, I'm watching videos of children in China learn how to assemble and disassemble their firearms in record time. I mean, record time. Meanwhile, do not forget, the United States is under the guise of, we got to have gun control. We can't have people have guns. It's not good. You better have your weapon. You better have your firearm. You better have your shotgun. You better have your slingshot. BB gun even. Pepper spray, paintball, something. Something. You can't be butt naked today. I'm sorry. I don't care where you live. You just can't be butt naked and think, oh, everything is fine. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm all right. The world is changing swiftly. Stuff is popping in ways that wouldn't have been able to conceive in 1970. So please prepare and protect yourself. It doesn't mean that you have to lose your mind and be a scaredy cat. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being proactive, getting some training with firearms, go to the gun range, go. Take trips, make it a trip, make it a bus trip. I don't care, make it a Girl Scout trip. Get there. Learn how to discharge firearms properly. Learn how to reload your clips and put your magazines into your firearm and take out properly. Learn how to clean your firearm properly. I'm so serious. I am an advocate of making sure you have the right to protect yourself, your property, your home, your loved ones. There's nothing wrong with that. And if you want to remain naive or you want to be squeamish about it, that's your business. But it would behoove you to get on the ball, pay attention. I always talk about keep your head on a swivel. You know, I believe in staying woke. It's unfortunate that woke has now been completely hijacked by white media as a negative term. But for the record, the word woke never had anything to do with white people. Hello? First of all, even by saying the word woke, woke is really a past tense word. However, many African Americans do not have good grammar, and so we don't say awake, we say woke. Woke is I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. That's woke. Being awake is what it really is. But we don't say that. We say woke. And, you know, we always got to spin on stuff. We have a slang. We develop it. So, yeah, woke, saying woke. Like, yo, I'm woke. But it never had anything to do with white people, and it never had anything to do with the mainstream media. But, again, yet another one of our wonderful colloquial isms gets hijacked. And it gets hijacked into being something bad. How deep is that? I'm like, what? Since when is woke a bad thing? And for all my beautiful melanated people out here, my brothers and sisters out here, yeah, stay woke. You better be aware of what's going on out here. Because regardless of all the craziness, simply racism has not disappeared. You know, they continue to use it as a distraction. And a lot of people, unfortunately, still believe in these horrible racial innuendos and what have you. It's all BS, but still in all, It's what their mama told them. It's what their granddaddy told them. And it's what they believe. So you still, yeah, you've got to be woke out here. As for us, you have to. Peace and love, Sister Dawn. I see you trying to hit me. Yeah, I was just like, what? Again, we've got President Xi and Vladimir Putin having milk and cookies and snacks and chilling. And, oh, that's not cause for alarm. But yet, we're constantly being divided with stupidity. And, yeah, Fecal Matter 45 is close to the top of that. There is a news network. Of course, it's like it's on cable, whatever. I think it's online, actually. But because Voice News or American Voices News, we watched it today for maybe about 40 minutes or so. I don't think I could stomach the whole hour. But case in point, these are some very strange right-wing, detached, may have a chromosome missing individuals. The stuff that they talk about really sheds light on how the white American mind thinks. If I could use that word, because it's not even like they're really thinking, but it's how they feel. And I'm watching this boy, and yeah, I said boy, spout rhetoric, lies, and craziness while he holds this allegiance to Fecal Matter 45. And they're saying, oh, well, even Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, who was also caught on tape talking about how stupid Donald Trump is and how he can't stand him, la, 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 la. But, of course, when the microphone is in front of him and the cameras are on, darling, oh, no, 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 it's wonderful, everything is fine, Trump is cool, it's my boy. So, you know, he's talking about, I don't think that he meant for people to go out and protest and be violent. He said it. He wrote it in all capital words in the tweet. Probably sitting on the toilet when he wrote it. I'm just saying. So now, between the tweet, the particular case surrounding the tweet, and the fact that, yeah, you paid $130,000 to a whore to be quiet. But you used, I believe you used campaign money, you broke the law, and there are other mitigating circumstances surrounding that particular case, which could also lead to felony. This isn't a joke. Why? One second, family. I see myself. Check, check. I'm here. Y'all text me and stuff. Let me know if you hear me. I know you heard me, Dawn, because you just hit me. Let me know. You hear me now?
No.
Let me see. Okay. Okay. Text me, y'all. Let me know if you can hear me, or you can throw it in the chat if you're on here. I know I can hear myself, but I want to make sure y'all can hear me. And I got a nice, juicy cue. Hey, hey. How's everybody doing in the queue? I see y'all tonight. Hey. I got 301-758 in the house. 203-515-929-586-919-770. Y'all are out here tonight. Loving you. Loving you. Okay, so back to what I was saying, and hopefully I'm audible and I'm clear, okay? We are living in a wild and fierce time, okay? And this is why I keep stressing the importance of knowledge of self and the importance of preparation and protection. Let's see. Thank you. Thank you, KK. Hey, KK. I love y'all. I love you, baby. All right. Yeah, preparation, protection, very, very necessary, okay? We got an individual who has the potential to run for the highest office in the land again, despite the fact that the man had people taking a dump on Nancy Pelosi's office desk, despite the fact people were urinating in different senators' offices again. And don't get mad at me and don't come for me. I'm stating what I'm seeing and I'm stating what we're all seeing. Do you have, not do you have, let's see. Are you crazy enough to go and take a dump on the desk of the then Speaker of the House to prove what point? We know both branches of the government are completely effed up. I've continued to say this for many, many, many years. We're looking at that big bald eagle, but he got two broken wings and the bird is retarded. But yet and still, people want to act as if either party is not connected. They're connected. They hang out with each other. They're old friends with each other. Outside of their parties, when they do things, they go out to dinner, honey, they go play golf, they play pool, they do things together. Don't think that they're arch enemies. They are not. They are not. So when I learned that these crazy white folks, crazy white folks burst into the Capitol building and urinated and defecated, what is wrong with you? I got problems with that. Thing to disagree. I've disagreed with many an institution, many a thing, Board of Education, different entities and different institutions. Never in my wildest dreams would I think about going and urinating and defecating in somebody's desk or whatever. No, I would not. To prove what point? All it shows is that you're nasty. All it shows is that you're detached from reality. Something is wrong with you. There's something wrong with people. Sorry, but I'm telling it. Like, who does that? And yet, it just coincides with the same individual they're fighting for who gladly had his whole face urinated on by some woman in Russia. It kind of goes together, does it not? And this fool might be able to run again. I don't understand how that's possible. Again, I keep talking about our political system is beyond broken. But all this pitting against each other when we're talking about folks that do a lot of the same stuff is insane. Both sides are pedophiles. Both sides. Both sides are liars. Maybe the Democratic Party has a better way of hiding it or making it look better, you know, sometimes. But situation. So you get these other individuals that want to get all excited about Hunter Biden. To me, Hunter Biden and Donald Trump are not that far apart. Sorry. It's just that Hunter Biden was a crackhead, but he loved little kids. You can't exonerate Donald Trump. Donald Trump was on the Lolita Express. Donald Trump was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. He went to the island. He went to his mansions. Don't act like you don't you're sanctimonious and you didn't know. You were up in there partying and having your way with them little girls too. So I said it's on both sides. To me, the whole thing needs to be done over. The whole thing needs a rejuge, if you will. Because again, power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely, and that is what we have seen time and time and time and time again, no matter which side it was. No matter which side. Whether it's the crazy-ass Clinton, okay, the wild Obama, or cokehead Bushes, philandering Trumps, it's on both sides. It's just that his dumbass got caught. You know, I know that the media and the machine are largely protecting Joe Biden. Okay, whatever. They did the same thing when Trump was in office. They protected him. So both sides are corrupt. Both sides have very nasty things happening from time to time. Both sides, yes, they do. But what bothers me is when you've got these far, far right-wing Republicans that act like they're sanctimonious, that act like Trump never did anything wrong anywhere ever, that try to peg him as a New York City real estate mogul when everybody knows his ass went bankrupt at least 3 to 4 times, always had to be bailed out by his daddy, who was a crazy racist ass. Real talk. Apples and trees. And Trump is way more of a narcissist than his father. And yeah, he's a pedophile too. He might have even committed incest with his own daughter, according to his niece, who apparently walked in on the sexual altercation. Hello? Like, you don't want me to tell it. You don't want me to tell it. So I don't hold any of them up. Sorry. But this nonsense with continuing to incite violence, telling people you got to go out and protest if I get arrested. If your ass get arrested, then I hope you get arrested. That's it. And don't nobody be stupid enough to go out and try to protest because he's arrested. He broke the law. He's broken many laws. Many, 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 many. And caught in all of them. This is how you know he's dumb. Good criminals don't get caught. So I'm going to tell you, all right? The only way somebody knows somebody's a liar is when you get caught in the lie. If you're a real good liar, nobody will know that you lied. He is neither of the two. So he's no saint. And if I see him in that damn blue suit with that red tie too long, the tie is too long. Nobody wears their tie like that. He looks so stupid. But nobody can dare tell him, just like nobody was going to tell him he had toilet paper on his shoe walking up Air Force One. Oh, no, no, no. We're going to let him look like the idiot that he is. He's wearing the same suit all the time. You got all this money and you wear the same suit all the time. I'm like, is the suit being cleaned? Are you bathing? I don't know. The suit be wrinkled, y'all. Listen, don't get me started. I'm sorry. Don't get me started. And then on top of that, this mongrel has the audacity to praise dictators who kill their own family members. Awesome. This is who was the president of the United States and is trying to be the president again. All right, so I'm taking a turn. I'm coming off politics. A lot going on, y'all. A lot going on. All right. So a few weeks ago, the Northern Lights were seen over Sullivan, Pennsylvania on a Tuesday night. I was like, excuse me? Pennsylvania is really not supposed to be able to view the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights are predominantly seen in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Alaska, the top of the planet. Let's just say that. Pennsylvania is not at the top of the planet. How in the hell are we seeing Northern Lights? Are we in the middle of a pole shift? Why can we see Northern Lights in Pennsylvania? The hair on the back of my neck stood up. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because I myself have had the pleasure of seeing the Northern Lights while I was in Finland one time and another time when I was in Norway. However, I have never, ever seen them in the continental United States. Something's not right. Now, the Northern Lights are also called the Aurora Borealis, and the auroras occur when charged particles, electrons and protons, collide with gases in Earth's upper atmosphere. Again, I said upper, All right. Those collisions produce tiny flashes that actually fill the sky with colorful light. As billions of flashes occur in sequence, the auroras appear to move or to dance in the sky. It's really beautiful to see, but we really shouldn't be seeing them here in Pennsylvania. Again, Canada and Alaska, Norway, Finland, they can see them because they're much farther north than we are. So why were they visible over Pennsylvania? Now, stay with me, but of the satellites of Nibiru was also spotted in the west. And it looked like there were two suns, our regular sun and a smaller one to the top left of our sun. Now, again, I recall when I first spotted the Nibiru satellite in 2010 while I was on tour, driving on a tour bus across country, and we were going through Nevada right before sunset. And I was looking out the window of the bus, and I was like, am I seeing what I'm seeing? Because it looked like our sun, and it had a small little dot up to the left, to the point where I opened the window and I opened the screen so I could have the naked view just to make sure it wasn't refracting off of the light, off of the window, of, you know, the panes in the window of the bus. And so I took a picture of it. And it was very interesting to me because I was aware of Nibiru. I've been aware of the Nibiru system coming towards our major solar system, I should say, because it's a part of our solar system. But as it approaches, it comes in between, I believe, Mars and Venus, or even Mars and Earth. And so it comes very close, which causes a lot of disturbances for us. So it's coming closer every day. Every day. And yes. And the peace tree, how are you, sis? And the system is a very large system. I've been talking about this for a while because I really want to get this into your consciousness and I want you to understand what I'm talking about. We're talking about a planetary system which has one major planet which is very large. It's a little smaller than Jupiter, but as we know, Jupiter is the largest planet in our immediate solar system. And it has moons and other things associated with it, comets and other ice trails and what have you. But it's a major system unto itself. And it moves as a unit through the solar system. It goes way out into deep space, and then it slings around and comes all the way back to where our immediate solar system is. But it is a part of our solar system. And anybody who's ever seen Star Wars, especially the original Star Wars, and you look out and you see different moons and different planets in the horizon, that's what it's like when Nibiru comes through. Nibiru is not a game, a joke, or a drill. You can look it up in the Bible. It's known as Wormwood in the Bible. It's also known as the Destroyer. It's not really a pleasant affair. However, it's coming. So this is why you also had a lot of very wealthy white people beginning to build underground bunkers in their backyards and what have you. And you can buy some. Some of them are made of plastic online, and you can buy one and dig a hole in your backyard and put it in the ground and all kinds of stuff because they're afraid of the bombardment and the things that can happen when the Nibiru system comes through. Like, I mean, when it comes through, baby, it comes through. So I automatically thought about it when they started talking about seeing the auroras in Pennsylvania. I mean, my ears went up. I was like, what? Because we're not supposed to see that here. So we're definitely undergoing some very interesting planetary changes. And we can also see this with our weather. Okay. Again, you're probably not going to see this on mainstream media. There was a time a few years ago around 2011, 2010, when they were talking about what was going to happen in 2012 and blah, 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 the end of the year, end of the world and all this other kind of stuff. But NASA did mention that they found the 10th planet, that they found Planet X. And it was in deep space at the time. But it was coming closer and closer to Earth. And this is also the reason why they put that ginormous telescope down in at the South Pole. The South Pole Observatory was built specifically to measure and gauge and monitor the incoming planetary system of Nibiru. And I'm saying Nibiru is N-I-B-I-R-U. You can look it up, especially on YouTube, okay? But the news ain't covering this, so just realize a lot of stuff, we always talk about the revolution won't be televised. There's a lot of stuff that is not going to come out through mainstream media. It's just not. Mainstream media's job is to keep you lulled in a false sense of security or to control you to do other things. But it has nothing to do with you really having the truth of things. It'll give you tidbits, but it's not going to give you the whole cake. You get some crumbs, but you ain't going to get the cake. So just, you know, be aware of that. I'm going to come back to Nibiru again. But we know that the weather has been a very fierce factor for both of our coasts, okay? Both, you know, our East Coast and our West Coast. We had a big storm just last week, and it was big. And it was windy. The snow was horizontal. We had an ice storm before that. Tree limbs came down. I remember I was in my bathroom, and I have a window in the bathroom, and I heard this long crack, like this long boom. And then all of a sudden this huge limb had fallen on the ground from the weight of the ice. So we've definitely been experiencing some interesting weather anomalies, and California has been undergoing a siege of storms. Now, it was deep because one of my episodes before, I mentioned that California was experiencing a drought, that the Midwest was experiencing a serious, serious drought, that both of the reservoirs, Lake Mead and the other lake, were below levels for pumping, so on and so forth. So it's interesting that immediately after that, they get tons of rain and snow. But the snow in Northern California, 20-something feet of snow, I don't think a lot of us can really fathom that. I don't think a lot of us can fathom snowfall that would amount to heights above your house. Okay? Now, I remember earlier in the winter when, unfortunately, this young sister died in her car. She was sitting in her car in the snowstorm, in the blizzard, one of the first blizzards that we had. And I believe that she probably asphyxiated herself because the snow was blocking the tailpipe. So the emissions from the car were now in the car with her. And so I believe that she was asphyxiated. I don't think she froze to death. She was asphyxiated. So this snow is really, really deep. You got to be very careful when it comes to snow. If you've got a Honda Civic or a Toyota Tercel, do not take your behind out in a snowstorm. We got a Hummer, and we don't even mess around too much if it's that bad. We know she can do the job. But you want to be careful in the snow. If something happens, there's ice under the snow. You don't want to slide into a ditch or in a ravine or off the highway. You don't want that. You know, a lot of times in our travels and when we are out, we see all kind of cars abandoned by the side of the road, upside down in a ditch. Like, it's not good. When you hear that the snow is going to come, we have weather. You can look at the weather on your phone or online or whatever and see at least 5 to 10 days in advance what could be happening. If you see a snowstorm coming, get your butt to the store, get what you need, and prepare yourself and hunker down. Just chill. We were good in here. Even if, God forbid, we lose power, I still have a fireplace that I can use for heat. We got kerosene heaters. We've got lanterns. We've got a couple of grills. Like, we're going to eat. Make sure that you have what you need so that you're not putting your life in jeopardy by trying to run to the corner store for something or run to Walmart. That could be your death. Snow in California, it was incredible to me. I haven't seen snow like that since I was in Switzerland. I have been in Switzerland in wintertime at least 3 or 4 times, maybe 5. And I remember one time the snow was very, very high, and it came up to the top of the rooftops of the ski chalets. But they know how to deal with snow in Switzerland. They don't really know how to deal with that kind of snow in California. You know, I have a best friend that lives. I have several friends that live in California, but one is the best friend. She was in my wedding, and I was just like, yo, are you all right? Are y'all okay? And she was like, yeah, we're a little wet where we are because she's down more towards L.A., and L.A. got more rain, but the flooding is crazy. The mudslides, not a good thing. We can tell that our weather is changing, and it's changing for the worst. Storms in the south. People got snow in Florida. People are experiencing tornadoes and all types of record flooding within the Midwest, the South Midwest especially. It's terrible. You know, the flooding that was going on in Indonesia and other Pacific areas out in the Pacific Ocean, different islands being flooded beyond belief, it is not a game, a joke, or a drill. And whether it is mankind's global warming or, as I mentioned before, with the coming of Nibiru, either way, if you need to move, move. You have people who have prophesized that California will snap off and go into the ocean. More than one person has prophesized this. More than one individual has prophesied that Texas will be flooded beyond belief, that our whole Gulf region is going to be flooded beyond belief, that all the coastal areas, New York City, Virginia Beach, D.C., everything, underwater. Are you waiting for? Like, either you get to high ground or you go inland. I love the coast. I'm an ocean baby. I was raised on the ocean. I love the water. At the same time, my grandfather, who was born in 1893, always used to tell us, never build your house by the water. Never live close to the shore because the sea will come back to reclaim the earth. She will come back. This is a man who was born in 1893. He did not go to college, okay? But he was a longshoreman, and he saw the power of water, and he always told us, don't build a house by the side of the ocean. You live away from the ocean. You can travel to the ocean to experience it and have fun and go to the beach and all that kind of stuff, but do not live by the ocean. And so a lot of people that live in New York, I'm born and raised in New York, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, the Bronx, everywhere. But all those areas are coastal. Rockaway Beach, Lido Beach, Far Rock, all the way into Long Island, Montauk Point, all that is coastal. Shimmy around Brooklyn, come up into Manhattan. The island of Manhattan is just a smidget away from the ocean. Okay? Once you come under the Verrazano Bridge and you enter into, you can make the sharp right and take the East River, or you can go left and take the Hudson River. But those rivers are fed by the Atlantic Ocean. So, if the ocean rises, which it's doing, You can even look into coastal flooding in Miami and South Beach, where if it rains too much, water's everywhere. It has nowhere to go. Ain't nothing cute about that. So I do love where I live. Yes, the winters can be harsh, and I know my husband sometimes can't stand it. And I don't like it too much either, because it definitely wreaks havoc on arthritis and stiff joints. And ain't nobody getting younger. But we're safe here. We live almost over 3,000 feet above sea level. That's fine with me. We live on top of a mountain. That's fine with me. So we got to be careful, family. Stuff is happening. You just can't, you know, constantly binge watch television and play video games and be at the club and want to drop it like it's hot all the time and all this other kind of stuff, and you're not aware of what's really going on. You know, again, we have friends that are serious preppers. And when I say preppers, I mean preppers. They're amazing. They can their own food. They drink filtered rainwater. They have gardens. They have fruit trees. They have all kinds of stuff. The husband knows how to make his own ammunition. He's got several guns. Okay, lots of weapons. Like, it's real. Because if the apocalypse happens tomorrow, are you ready? What you got? What you got? You know, we started really preparing a couple of years ago, you know, and stocking up on dry goods, stocking up on certain canned goods. And I don't really like to eat a lot of canned food, but God knows if an emergency happens, I'm going to pop that sucker open and I'm going to eat it. Times are changing, family. It is unfortunate to a certain extent, but times are changing. We must be aware. We must be able to protect and prepare. We must be able to do these things. If you want to sustain yourself, if you're trying to be here for the long haul, be sensible. And I'm not trying to incite fear. You know, it's real. It's happening all around the world. Not just in America. It's happening all over the world. The effects of, quote-unquote, global warming. And as I said before, and we know this historically, as the Nibiru system comes closer, things do heat up. It heats up. Things heat up for us here. We're going to have more earthquakes. Like I said, our storms will get worse. Because we're talking about has a pull on the planet. Just like the moon, you know, Earth wouldn't rotate the way she rotates if it wasn't for the moon. The moon is pulling the Earth. And it happens through the oceans on the planet. The moon is associated with our oceans and our seas, and it pulls at it. And that's what makes us rotate the way we rotate. So if the moon does that to the Earth, can you imagine what a planet that's almost the size of Jupiter can do in terms of magnetism? It can cause some trouble. So we're seeing all of these things happen. You know, just pay attention. Keep your head on that swivel. Pay attention, though. Seriously. You know, I want us all to be all right. It's a lot happening. All right. One more little news case. I think I have two. Yeah, I have two. Okay, here we go. So, first, this was a few weeks ago as well. Mrs. Lisa Stevens, a senior black woman in Florida, was arrested in her bank for requesting a withdrawal. She was jailed in a cage, naked. This is a senior. This is somebody's grandmama, okay? Why is this okay? How is it all right to put an elderly senior in jail naked? Where's the jumpsuit? Where are the Crocs? They do give you underwear and clothes when you are. Why would they take her clothes in lockdown? What is that about? Attorney Benjamin Krupp is on this case. But I was floored when I learned that this wonderful older woman was actually arrested and jailed, and they stripped her naked in the, and put her in a cell. She's probably set to get a couple of million dollars, real talk, because there's no way that this would be standard operating procedure, and there's no way that this is acceptable. I cried. I was so upset. I was like imagining if something like that, was to happen to my mother. You know, she's transitioned now, EYA. But if something like that was to happen to my mama, for going to the bank and asking for a withdrawal from her account, what? I'm going to own the jail, okay? I mean, I'm going to own the bank, excuse me. When I'm through, I'm going to own that branch. So going on to my next story, of which Attorney Benjamin Crump is also involved in, this brother is not getting any sleep. In any event, I don't know if you all are aware, but last October in Laurel, Mississippi, yes, the same small town that is featured on HGTV with the hit show Hometown, which I do watch on occasion, and it was deep because 2 weeks ago I was watching it and I was thinking, wow, Laurel seems like a really nice place to live. And I'm really not a fan of the South. I'm not a fan of the South for a variety of reasons. But this right here killed it for me. According to ABC News, in sweet little Laurel, Rasheem Carter, a Mississippi black man who went missing last October after claiming he was being targeted by white men in his community, he was found dead and his body was dismembered shortly after, according to a newly released autopsy, and his family is asking for a federal probe into his death. Carter was reported missing 2 days after his last known sighting in Laurel, Mississippi, last October, and days after telling his mother and the police that he was being targeted by white men in the community. Around a month later, on November 2nd, 2022, the 25-year-old's remains were found in a wooded area south of Taylorsville, Mississippi. Quote, one thing for certain, this was not a natural killing. This was not a natural death. This represents a young man who was killed, end quote, Attorney Ben Crump said during a press conference on this past Monday, releasing the findings of an autopsy report by the Mississippi State Medical Examiner's Office. So the report states that the conditions of the remains at the time of the autopsy make it difficult to determine exact timing of the injuries and states there were signs of animal activity on the remains clouding the picture. The medical examiner ruled that the cause and manner of death are both undetermined in the report. Crump, Attorney Benjamin Crump, in collaboration with his co-counsel, Carlos Moore, is calling for the U.S. Department of Justice to open a federal investigation into Carter's death. Carter's head was severed from his body, with his spinal cord recovered in an area separate from his head, according to Crump. Quote, they have recently found remains that they believe are also Rasheem Carter at another part of where he went missing. And what that tells us, is that this was a nefarious act. This was an evil act. Somebody murdered Rasheem Carter. And we cannot let them get away with this, Crump said. According to a statement by the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation sent to ABC News, the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is assisting in the investigation of Carter's death. Since it has an open investigation, they did not wish to comment further at this time, and any further information and updates should come from the lead agency. Smith County Sheriff's Department. The Smith County Sheriff's Office, quote, had no reason to believe foul play was involved, end quote, when they first found Carter last year, according to a statement released on Facebook the day after he was found. This does not smell good, family. The department's initial press release caused small peaceful protests throughout the community, with members skeptical of no foul play being involved. Quote, clearly Rushing's death was not a natural death, said Ricky McDonald, president of the Jefferson County NAACP chapter. He was also at the press conference. He said, after Rasheen was found, shortly after law enforcement there says that there was no foul play. How can it not be foul play when his body was dismembered? How can it not be foul play when his body parts were scattered all over the land in which he was found? End quote. Days before he was reported missing, Carter discussed with his mother his concerns for his safety, detailed in a text message between the two of them. A name in the text message, who Carter felt threatened by, he continued in the message and said, quote, if anything happens to me, he's responsible for it. He got these guys wanting to kill me, end quote, according to the text message that his mother read during the press conference. Quote, my son told me that it was 3 truckloads of white guys trying to kill him. And at that time he told me, as a mother, you know, I had to think fast. So I told him to go to the police station because I felt in my heart that they would serve and protect like they're obligated to do, end quote. This is what mom said. So Carter visited the Taylorsville Police Department on 2 separate occasions leading up to his disappearance, according to Chief of Laurel Police Department, Tommy Cox, who was whose department filed the initial missing persons case after the family came to them for help. The Taylorsville Police Department did not immediately respond to ABC News for comment. Quote, this doesn't seem like the act of just one individual, Benjamin Crump said during the press conference. Okay? It kind of lines up with what Tiffany said, that there was a lynch mob of 3 truckloads of men chasing her son before he went missing, end quote. So that was the article through ABC News. I learned about this case actually on the GRIO news network earlier today, and I did not know of this case. And again, remind me a little bit of like Ahmaud Arbery case, how it was months before it came into public view what had actually happened. But this also, like, took me to another place. So I'm like, wow, again, another murder that is not gaining nationwide coverage. Why? Because it's a black man? Like, this is beyond outrageous. We're talking about something heinous and inhumane. And what gets me is that white folk are always posturing like they're saints and they can do no wrong. Yet we see how warped some of them are, similar to what I was talking about earlier with what happened on January 6th and people wanting to defecate and pee all up in people's offices. Like, what is wrong with people? I was discussing this with my husband, and we were like, we were talking about how black folks kill each other. And I said, you know, I'm not condoning murder or any negative behavior at all. But when black people kill each other, it's usually somebody's getting shot, somebody's getting stabbed, or somebody might be getting beat up. But we usually don't dismember people. We usually don't cut people's heads off. Are you following me? Individual dismembers people. Something ain't right. This is not good. And we're talking about 3 truckloads. 3 truckloads of white men attacked this boy and killed this boy and left him in a forest or in some wooded area. I'm like, what year is this? Kind of beasts are roaming around this nation. We got beasts in the south, beasts in the north, beasts in the west, beasts in the east. They just beasts. I'm using that word specifically, beast, an uncivilized individual, a person with no remorse and no soul. Because a person who has a soul is not going to cut somebody else's head off. His head was one place, his spinal column was ripped out in someplace else. We're only talking about Mississippi. We're not even talking about the jungles of Africa. We're talking about Mississippi. Case right here definitely took me back to, I think it was the 90s, when James Byrd, a black man, was chased down in Texas. He was tied to the back of a pickup truck and dragged for miles before he was decapitated by a sewer swale. Rasheem Carter was 25 years old. His life was ahead of him, and it was cut short due to racism, hatred, and just nasty, bestial behavior. It was cut short because America still has some serious problems. It's 2023, but sometimes it feels like it's 1900. And I ask you, my beautiful listening audience, when will this nightmare end? Melanated people, please listen up. We have to come together. We don't have to agree on everything, okay? But we've got to unite. It's really wild how the many horrid things, horrid, H-O-R-R-I-D, horrid things that we've been subjected to still hasn't brought us together to the point where we're like a united front and an impenetrable alliance, regardless of our differences. We have too many coons and too many clowns in powerful positions, and pardon me, but they need to be removed from those positions. I was even watching the Mark Lamont Hill show on the Griot Network, which is owned by Byron Allen, and he had covered the story a bit brief on Rasheem Carter's murder. But he spent more time on the case of Bishop Whitehead and the New York City Mayor Eric Adams with the white man, Brandon Belmonte, who was a swindler and a thief. Case. But, however, Mark Lamont Hill was really reminding me of those of us who join in the chorus whenever one of us is under investigation. We're guilty before proven innocent. And I just really didn't like how he was addressing the bishop. And the bishop held his own, okay, like a case where being black and wealthy in the clergy is too much for the establishment to handle, because he is a millionaire. And it's visible. It's visible at Rolex watches and $10,000 suits, and he's got a Rolls Royce and all kind of stuff. It's visible. But nobody says anything to Joel Osteen. Ain't nobody investigating Pat Robertson. So we'll see how this investigation continues to go, you know, but we've got to be real careful when we throw each other under the bus and we don't have all the facts, okay? We really do. And I just don't like the cooning and the buffoonery. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's too much. So in my next segment, I'm going to try and get through this. I hope I can do it in enough time. But what was deep, I have been continuing my research on Sister Sophia Stewart. Sister Sophia Stewart is the creator and the owner of the Terminator and Matrix stories, okay? Her work was stolen. I've covered this a couple of years ago, but I continue to do more research on her, and I try to stay current with what's happening with her because she's a genius in her own right. And I had the pleasure of watching an interview with her on the Killer Priest show on YouTube, and it's Killer, K-I-L-L-A-H, Priest. It's a really, really informative show on YouTube. And, you know, in her interviews, she's always astounding, always amazing, okay? So this black woman from the Bronx, from the Boogie Down, sued Hollywood and won, okay? Now, for me, it was a really divine interview because she reiterated what I had been saying for years, that we are all here on this planet in flesh to create and do something that benefits our society and our world and to advance ourselves. We all have gifts, and it's up to us to find out what that is. You are gifted. Everybody I'm talking to, you're gifted with something. Hopefully you found it by now, or you're on your way to discovering it, but you are gifted. You are a beautiful entity, and you came here with a purpose. Hopefully you are living and doing your purpose. Okay, we don't come into flesh for nothing, somewhat what I was talking about at the top of the show. You know, and most of us are really gifted and talented beyond our knowing and understanding. But when we tap into these things and we find out, wow, I do that really well, you're gifted. Okay? Our experience in the flesh is absolutely amazing. And we just need to sift through the nonsense to find our purpose. So please, find yours and make your magic happen in the world. Too many of us are lost and confused. We're eating poisonous foods. We're believing lies. We get all caught up in the bullshit, pardon my expression. Our souls are eternal, though, as I said before. I need you to really understand this. You are an eternal being. Well, some of us are, at least, because you have others who are soulless, and those of us who are eternal need to stay away from the soulless individuals. And we do have soulless entities on this planet. Please believe me. I don't know if y'all remember when I told you about the demonic entity I had come in contact with. It was a little white woman, but I knew she was the devil when I saw her face. I knew it. She was so pale. She had no blood in her face at all. She was almost like a walking dead person. She had a small stature, but she had a very large, dark energy. And I was at a conference and for my job at the time, and I had set up my table and I was doing my thing, and she caught my eye. She was way at the end of all of the tables, like she was in the dark almost. But she seemed to like it over there. And I could just, all this negative, dark energy was coming up off of her. And so I locked eyes with her, and her eyes were almost coal black. I am not playing games, family. I'm serious. Her eyes were almost coal black. And I was looking at her, and I could see she started to fidget. She was getting uncomfortable. And I was just trying to burn love into her, let her know, like, don't come for me. I am not that one. I am made of love. I am made of light. I am divine, and I am special. You, on the other hand, are a minion of Satan. I could see it. Stay away from me. And in fact, you need to leave the premises. You need to leave. So then I'm looking at her, and I'm saying in my mind, leave. You need to leave. You need to go. And slowly but surely, she began to pack up and bounce. But I will never forget that. That was several years ago. But it definitely etched a moment in my mind because I know that you've got demonic entities on this planet. Yes, we do. Sorry. Yes, we do. So try to be mindful and be aware because you have soul snatchers. The satanic forces have minions that wish to gain more minions. Not a coincidence that we actually had a child's movie, a children's movie called Minions. And these little things that look like pills and shorts were looking for an evil ruler to be under. That was the premise of the Minions movie. And that was what some of y'all sent your kids to the movies to see. Some of y'all got the DVD. So, again, be careful. I keep talking about that. Entertainment industry, Hollywood is not Hollywood, baby. It's Hollywood. So, again, back to Sophia Stewart. I love watching her interviews because, again, I do also enjoy watching a black woman from New York City vindicate her case and win hundreds of millions of dollars against a white, racist, misogynistic, batshit crazy institution called entertainment. Like, real talk. She is an amazing pioneer. She's also a visionary. She's a prophetess. She can see the future. She wrote The Matrix and Terminator in the 80s, and we're living it today. She prophesied 4G, 5G. She prophesied that. She prophesied touchpad tablets. She prophesied all of that. We're living it today. It ain't even about the movie no more. We're experiencing this now. So, stuff is really real out here. Okay? You got to get in touch with the true reality. Some people deny the truth because it can be outrageous. But, yeah, the truth can be outrageous. A lot of what I talk about on this show, the average person can't really handle. But that's okay. I'm pleased to have all of you with me. You're all here and you're listening. And one of the deepest things that I got about the last interview that I watched was that she was reiterating what the Matrix actually is. Because some people think that the Matrix is the establishment. But the Matrix, and the word Matrix, is a 7,000-year-old word, which means the mother's womb, a woman's womb. That is the Matrix. We all are birthed through a matrix. Again, M-A-T means, is a feminine pretext, if you will. M-A-T, like matter, mother, even matrimony, these are feminine words. M-A-T is always female. P-A-T is male. So the matrix is a woman's womb. It is the spaceship. It's the portal through which life comes forth, human life. And I'm talking about divine human life. I'm not talking about a test tube baby. I'm not talking about artificial insemination. I'm not talking about these crazy embryos that they're putting in these little sacks and they're trying to make babies outside of a woman. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the good old-fashioned male-female interaction, spermatozoa, fertilizes an egg. The egg then attaches itself to the wall, gestates in the body of a woman for 36 weeks. I'm talking about those people, those babies. I'm one of those babies, and most of you are. We're special. We have souls. I'm not talking about these Frankenstein babies. So it's interesting. And the word matrix is in the King James Version of the Bible. The word matrix is in Exodus 34:19. It states, all that the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. Also, did you know why a doctor will not perform an abortion after 12 weeks? It's because after the 12th week, the soul comes into the baby. The soul comes in after 12 weeks. At that 13th week is when the soul enters into the baby. And now you've got a real human soul, a real human being, not just an embryo. It's a fetus. Work with me, family. So I'm just saying, again, knowledge is power, baby, and power is freedom. Better get some. You know, we are in the midst of a very interesting world. You know, she also has a new book that's coming out, and she continues to tell the future through her work. I'm going to speak on more of this hopefully next week. I know we are at the end of the show, but I thank you all for being with me tonight. I really do. I love you. I wish you all a wonderful week ahead, and just be amazing. Be fantastic. Live in light and truth, family. Be divine. You are special. Live and walk in that, okay? I love you and thank you. You have been listening to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. I am your host, Queen Amina, and I should hopefully be back with you soon. Same black time, same black network. All right? Stay up, fam. Stay up. One love, peace, and light. Ashe.